Hello, my name is Denise. I'm calling for an opinion research, and this evening...
Yeah, hold on, please. Let me turn off the television. I'll answer your questions, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Does you or any of your members of your household work for a radio, a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work?
No, we don't.
As a volunteer in a political campaign?
No, we don't work for any of those.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade, county mayor, and county commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you be voting in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade, county mayor, and county commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? Definitely.
That's
going.
My birthday, August 20th.
Oh, congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Are you going to vote on that day or just going to celebrate your birthday?
Yeah, we've been voting absentee for about 10 years now. Ever since I've been receiving a voting card in the state of Florida, I've been voting close to 100% of the time.
Oh, of course. So you're definitely going to vote. Thank you.
Yes.
With which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. What is your main racial background? Hispanic, white, Caucasian, Asian?
White. My mother's family is from France and England many, many years ago in the 1600s, and my father from Scotland and Ireland.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your age, sir?
I'm 65.
65. Thank you so much. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off in the wrong track?
Yes, I think they're going the right direction in Miami-Dade County at the moment.
Thank you. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officers in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I'm going to read some choices.
Okay.
Floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, corruption in local government. So what of this would
you
make
pick
you...
one of those choices only?
Yes. Yes.
One. Corruption in local government.
Thank you. Although it is a non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how are you likely to vote between Democrat candidate and Republican candidate? Definitely both Democratic.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand your question
now. I'm sorry, let me repeat that, and I'm sorry. So, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one described the best for you're going to vote between Democratic candidate and Republican candidate?
Yeah, with the Miami-Dade County Commissioner, the mayor, they really don't run with a political party. Those races are nonpartisan.
Yes, are nonpartisan. But if the election were held today, you're going to definitely vote for Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
I don't know. Maybe I would consider the qualities of the person in that nonpartisan election for the commissioner mayor, not so much their party affiliation.
Okay. So thank you so much. And I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Would you please tell me if you have a favorable or
okay,
unfavorable...
Okay, chances are I know those people because my family in August has been here in this city 68 years.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Cindy Lerner?
Okay, I believe that lady was, I think she was former mayor of Pinecrest, a city close to me. I think that lady did a good job. Positive.
So, for you, it is very favorable or somewhat
favorable?
Yeah,
very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you so much. You know a lot about politics. Thank you,
I follow politics a lot. I think it's very important to vote for your candidate of choice and stay informed in the city you're living in. I think it is.
Thank you. Richard Prasnik.
Please say that name again.
I'm sorry, Richard Prasnik.
Spell the name for me.
The last name or the name? The name is...
The last name.
Oh, P-R-A-S-C-H-N-I-K.
I don't know that name at all.
Oh, it's okay.
That's unusual that I wouldn't know that person, but I don't, though.
Okay. Maybe it's a new politician. Raquel Regalado?
Okay, I know that lady. She's Cuban. Her father was mayor of the city of Miami. I have a very favorable opinion of that lady's father. And the lady was on the school board. I have a very favorable opinion. That family's a good family.
Thank you so much. You will know we asked a few short questions on the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Is the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor will held today among the following candidates. For whom would you vote? Manny Sid, Alexander Utaola, Daniela Levin Cava?
Those are the three choices?
Yes.
I'd probably vote for Levin Cava. I voted for her last time.
Okay, thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levin Cava?
That's a difficult question for me to ask. I'd say probably voting for her, but maybe close to definite. I think that lady's done a good job.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Richard Prasnik, Raquel Regalado?
Okay, if it was for the commission, I would pick Regalado.
Okay, thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
I would say probably. I haven't made a definite choice about that yet.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in the county government?
I think part of the solution. I remember when her father was City of Miami mayor. I respect Senor Regalado, her father. He was a good mayor for the City of Miami, which I don't live in. I live in unincorporated Dade County. I know Raquel Regalado was on the school board. I think that family's decent to me. They seem all right.
Okay, so it is part of the solution.
It's what?
I'm sorry. It will be part of the solution as
yes.
You... Okay, thank you. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levin Cava recently announced support for a ballot. Make sure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal will be borrowed $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, park and infrastructure, improvements and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $0.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal?
You said the proposal was for $5 billion?
The proposal will be borrowed $2.5 billion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying to help with affordable housing and what other things?
Parks and infrastructure.
Okay, and how much would that increase the property taxes?
To be increased, to fund this, I'm sorry, it doesn't say how much it will be increased.
Okay. I would consider that because the housing costs are a very large problem in the city. They absolutely are.
So you are probably both to yes in favor.
Yes, I don't know 100%, but I probably vote in favor to increase the taxes to help, you know, offset the housing costs with some new ideas.
Of course. Okay. I am now going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate it if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the next for Miami-Dade County Commission, and each will make no difference. Just if each one don't make the difference, just say no. Raquel Regalado understand how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enable protections for renters, and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer options for families to keep their homes affordable. This statement will make her much more likely for you to vote for her, or much less likely?
Okay, much more likely to vote for that person.
Okay, thank you. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basic to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it's fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, helping residents with complicated things like permitting. This statement will make her much more likely to vote or much less likely.
Yes, more likely to vote for her.
Okay. Raquel Regalado believes the key to a successful community is transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around the school, linear parks for the underlying rideshare option that makes her much less likely for vote for her, somewhat more likely.
Much more likely to vote for that person.
County several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. That makes
You're saying if I agree with that statement?
Yeah, if you're agreeing.
Raquel Regalado and her father are very respectful people. I remember when Senior Regalado was the mayor of the city of Miami. I don't live in that area, but I admire him as a person. I believe his daughter was doing a good job in the school board. I've never seen any really scandal, any bad behavior that I see with that family.
Okay, so it says, let me repeat that, because I understand you have respect for them. It says, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption, but their father are just more of the same. So,
No, I don't believe the Regalado family falls in the corrupt category of dishonest people. I don't think they are.
So do you think this makes no difference if there's a statement, do you be voting for her or less likely to vote for her?
I would be making no difference in that story because, like I said, the Regalado family, I've never heard any negative stories about that family as far as I can see. To my vantage point, they seem like honest people. A lot of the politicians here are very corrupt. They are, for sure they are. That lady and her father, I believe, are not.
Okay, thank you. Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, as the only former school board member who ever served on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for a piece of affordable housing and pilot programs to help single mothers in the government housing. That statement makes her likely to vote for her or less likely?
Probably more likely to vote for her.
Thank you. I know there is a lot of patience, and I really appreciate your time, sir. I really appreciate as well that you know a lot of about the subject. So let's
now, like I told you, living in a place, my family will be here 68 years from Pennsylvania, Missouri in August, this coming August. I think it's very important that you should know what's happening in the community, that whatever your opinion is or party that you would vote for, at least you make an effort to vote or care what's happening in the city you live in. That's important for everyone. A lot of people don't know what's happening here too much. They really don't care about voting. In my opinion, that's a mistake. In a democracy, you need to care about the government here, right?
Okay. Thank you so much. So, as this is statement, it will help, this will be much likely to vote for her, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Okay, I'm sorry. The last statement, it was, she has been on the County Commission, Miami-Dade County, and has become one of the most unaffordable places to live and a long-time residents, including seniors on fixed income, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. So you think that statement is much more likely for you to vote, or somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or not different?
No difference.
Thank you. As your country commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. This statement makes her much more likely.
I would be much more likely to vote for
her. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to Miami-Dade, a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has founded training for thousands of county employees, including police, creating an autism delay, decade safety program with the police, and founded jobs training programs in support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum. That statement makes her much more likely for you to vote for her.
Yeah, you're saying Raquel Regalado, she's trying to help parents with children with autism. Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Yeah, I know a man that his two sons have that problem. I believe I would be more likely to vote for her because she's trying to help assistance with those people.
Okay. So it would be much more likely, right?
Right.
Raquel Regalado believes that the public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Development Association for her 2024 re-election. That makes her much more likely.
I believe much more likely to vote for her. I live around Dadeland Mall. There's a tremendous homeless problem around me and my apartment here. The community I live in, the building now, they keep the doors locked for 24 hours a day. They used to lock them at 11 o'clock at night, but now they lock the front door for 24 hours. So around Dadeland Mall, there's a tremendous homeless problem around here. They need to get very tough on that story.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you much more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner. It will be as the same as Raquel, the answers. I'm sorry. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and she gets angry about what's happening in our community, corruption, self-dealing, influence, and peddling. That statement makes her much more likely for you to vote or
much more likely to vote for that person. I believe corrupt politicians in this city and county are a huge, giant problem right now. A lot of them bad quality people.
Thank you. Send the Learner has a history on favoring large-scale developments that hurt their quality of life. Learner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as a mayor of Pinecrest, Learner tried to annex land west of U.S. 1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. That makes her much more likely for you to vote or much less likely?
Much less likely to vote for that person.
Okay, it will be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on the middle class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. That will be much more likely for you to vote or much less likely?
Much less likely to vote for that person.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected position to reduce the property values of many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. That makes her much more likely for you to vote or much less likely?
Much less likely to vote for her.
Thank you. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government to take meaningful actions on the sea level rising and floating and to be a voice of the residents of the district, not developers, not lobbyists, and corporate polluters. I'm sorry. That makes her much more likely or much less likely for you to vote for him.
Much more likely to vote for that person.
Thanks. Somewhat much more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner has verbally abused towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banning for her first cursing and at insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who said she does not have the temperament to hold the elected office. That makes her much more likely or much less likely?
Much less likely to vote for that person. I've heard she has a strong temper, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now we're in the 70% of the survey. I really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Now we're taking into account everything that you just heard. In the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission, were held today among the following candidates. For whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Richard Brashnick, Raquel Regalado.
Raquel Regalado.
Thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting for or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
I'd say probably. I haven't made up my mind yet.
Okay, thank you. Prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended to a community event held by Raquel Regalado? Or did
no,
you follow
never.
Her or social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No, I don't follow social media so much. I've never attended a community event of Raquel Regalado.
Thank you. The following are the list of websites, online newspaper, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. I'm sorry. Miami
okay.
Community News.
Yes, I follow Miami Community News.
Follow regularly or?
Yes, regularly.
Thank you. AM, talk or new ready?
Yes, regular basis.
Thank you. Local newspaper like the Miami Herald?
Yes,
or
we're reading the Miami Herald for 68 years, daily.
Thank you. FM radio?
FM radio, not so much. For music, mostly only.
Okay, thank you. Local political blogs?
I'm not clear what you're asking me right there. Local political what?
Blogs, I'm sorry.
No, I don't follow that.
Do not
at
follow,
all.
Okay. K. Biscayne Independent?
I'm not clear what you're asking me about what there.
I'm sorry, if you follow this type of media, that the name is K. Biscayne Independent.
I believe that sounds like some newspaper from Key Biscayne. No, I don't follow that.
Okay, thank you. Only in date?
You're telling me the name of a website there is only in date?
Yes.
No, I don't follow that.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done. We're in 91%, and I'm sorry for taking so long. And now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
What, you're talking about life in Miami-Dade County or life in America?
In America.
I was liberal before. I'm becoming very conservative now. I think I am. I'm not happy at all. You know, life in Miami-Dade County or Florida is good, but with the President Biden, I'm not happy with that person at all. Nothing with that guy is positive for me.
Okay. Thank you so much. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I went to Catholic high school and I'm college educated. I studied psychology and sociology in University of Miami and FIU. I have a 4-year degree.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so this completes our survey. I really appreciate your time and your knowledge, sir. It was a grateful to interview today, sir.
And what was your name?
Denise.
Denise, if you don't mind that I ask you, where does your family come from?
Oh, it comes from Latin America.
I know, but you're Cuban or what?
No, I'm sorry. I'm from El Salvador.
Okay.
And
I'm just curious because we're in Miami here 68 years. How long is your family in this city?
So I think maybe, well, I don't have that exactly, sir.
Your family here is 20 years, 30 years?
Well, I think it's less than that, sir.
Okay. The reason I ask you, Miami's a very, very tough place to live these days. The housing costs are very, very expensive. A lot of people are very disrespectful here. I met a lot of Hispanic people, courteous, polite people. They are. But a lot of people are very disrespectful, tough people here. They're only concerned about money. You know, in my neighborhood by Dadeland, the house to buy a house in this neighborhood is like $800,000, $1 million. I mean, you know, I like it here because I like the wintertime warm. I don't like snow and ice. And a lot of my relatives are living in the state of Missouri where they've been since the 1600s, like many, many, many generations. But it's like, you know, I think it's important to vote, that I have for many years in most elections. I think it's important to answer the survey for people like you, you know. As far as local politicians here, I believe there's some very good people like Levine Cava's mayor here. But I believe Joe Biden is a terrible president. You know, I'm becoming more conservative every day. You know, that guy's son is involved with crack cocaine, drinking, hookers, prostitutes. I'm thinking, you know, his mind is diminishing because he's 80 years old. And I'm thinking, you know, you have to be a very careful observer of local and political people in Washington, D.C. or in Miami, Florida here. Because, you know, so many of these people are terrible, corrupt people. And Biden is putting himself as a conservative, you know, not really conservative, but a religious Catholic gentleman. And imagine all the things with his son, with prostitutes, drugs, drinking, all that money from Chinese government officials. And I'm thinking, you know, that gentleman Biden, the most he ever made is $400,000 now for president. He paid cash for a house in Delaware on the beach in 2017, $3 million. And I'm thinking, you know, I am really angry about the officials in Washington. I'm almost ready to change to the Republican Party because it's like, you know, at least I have the ability to have a good mind that I went to Catholic school. I'm college educated. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, you know, it's very important that I answer people like you, the survey, because, you know, yes. There's some very good people in the city, Hispanic people. A lot of them I've met, very good people, decent families. But Miami is a very tough place. It's like New York with warm weather. The housing costs are crazy here, ridiculous. Like an average house in my neighborhood by day when it's $800,000, $1 million. And, you know, I believe a lot of changes must come in this community. When I see Levine Cove as mayor, I feel that lady's a good woman, a decent woman. Her husband is a doctor. I believe she has a law degree but never worked in that type of occupation too much at all. And you said your name was what now, Denise?
Denise, yeah.
And Denise, gracias. It was nice to speak with you. I believe it's very important what you're doing. You know, I've had people call my home before for surveys.
Mm-hmm.
That they said a lot of, how do you say, people that get on the phone, they don't wish to speak with you, people like you. I think it's very important that I answer the questions because, you know, even though life is good in this city, that we have warm weather and it's, you know, not cold in January or February like it is in many cities, you know, I understand with the people coming after the pandemic to Miami, rich people from New York or Los Angeles, the housing costs are unbelievable here. They are. And if you don't mind me asking you, what section of the city are you living in?
And I'm sorry, sir, that some personal questions are not allowed to express because maybe it could affect the way that you perceive the survey.
Imagine, I took my time to answer your questions. I'm just curious, what section of the city do you live in? I live by Dayland. I'm just curious, what area do you live in?
Well, we're living in some place new, because I'm new here, and it's Adele, I think, that Palmdale.
No, but I'm saying, do you live in Kendall, West Kendall? Do you live in South Miami? Do you live in Coral Gables? I'm just curious what part of the city you live
South
in.
South Miami.
Okay. So South Miami, you're very close to me living here by Dayland then, right?
Yes, sir.
So I think a huge problem in this city is housing costs, you know.
Yeah,
that for me, the politicians have to really work on that story. And you say you're new to this city. There's a lot of terrible, corrupt people that are politicians here in Miami. There absolutely are. In unincorporated Dade County that I live in the city of Miami, I believe Levine Cove is a decent woman. We need more people like that. It was nice to talk to you, and good luck with your survey.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a wonderful day. Bye.